So the question was asked when we read in Tehillim about David saying, "Ani amati v'chofzi kol adam kozev." When I was on the run, I said, "Everyone's a liar." And very often throughout Tehillim, we seem to get the feeling that David looks at society as lacking and cruel, etc. So, firstly, what do Chazal tell us about society? Chazal tell us, "Hevei mitpalel b'shloma shel malchut." You should always pray that the kingdom do stay in peace. Which kingdom are they talking about? Obviously, they're talking about a bad kingdom, because a good kingdom I didn't need Chazal to tell me about. Obviously, they're talking about a rulership which is unfair and unkind and not good. And nonetheless, Chazal said, somewhat Machiavellian, right? Chazal said, pray that they stay in peace. She'il malei mora'a, for if it were not the awe of the kingdom, ish, even important people, et re'ehu, even their friends, chayim belau, would swallow up alive. They wouldn't take time to chew. You know, you'd think at least enjoy. No. They wouldn't wait till they're dead. No. They'd swallow them alive for no gain other than having him dead. Because you want to enjoy him, at least eat him. Why do you have to swallow him alive? This isn't my understanding. This is the Tifelet Yisrael on the Mishnah. So Chazal tell us, in society, even the important people, the people you think, they're respectable people, if they wouldn't have fear of the authorities, they'd be eating one another alive just to have you dead and him alive. So what do Chazal tell us about society? What do Chazal tell us about our capacity to be evil? Chazal tell us that when the Pasuk says in Shoftim, "Bayimim ha'em en melech b'Yisrael," there was no king in Israel. That Pasuk is one of the most, one of the Pasukim that praises the Jewish people the most. What other nation can you have that has no king, no central authority that's really looking over their shoulders, and look at how moral they are? You have centuries where there's no king. And we manage, you know, what other society could live that way? We have a moral code, we have a Torah, we have a Sanhedrin, which is more or less functioning, and we're okay. You have one story on one hilltop, Pilegesh Begiva. Other than that, look at where we were. It's exceptional. It's an exceptional time in history. At the end of the day, David HaMelech isn't alone in viewing society as always having potential for doing bad. At the end of the day, you also have to know that society has great potential for good. And David HaMelech himself says, "Ani amati bechofzi," when I was on the run. And David was describing a certain circumstance where a lot of people were traitors towards David. A lot of people. The Mishnayot often describe, be careful of politicians, because politicians, you can't trust them. But the flip side we see from David HaMelech, the politicians should be careful of people. Because just like politicians are always using people, people are always using politicians. A person is always thinking, what can I get out of him? People aren't thinking, how can I help him, or what does he need? Once he gets into power, people are thinking, what am I going to get most out of? Joining his party or going against his party? So, David HaMelech, to an extent, does have a dismal description of society. We have to know it's not all-encompassing, but it is pretty far-reaching, and David is describing a society that he saw. The majority of the Jewish people turned against him. He's led them faithfully for years. His son starts a rebellion against him, and most of Israel is against him. Why? David HaMelech was misjudged and maligned repeatedly, and people entered a realm that was not their own, a realm that was Ben Adam LaMakom, judging him on his observance of Torah and Mitzvot. And David HaMelech also says, it was Bechofsi, it was when I was on the run. My father always tells me, remember, there are times when you feel like everyone's a traitor, and you feel like everyone's against you, and everyone's unfair and unkind. You have to remember what David said, Bechofzi. It was when I was on the run. There are times when a person legitimately feels that way. He has to know it's a passing time. He will settle down and be able to see the good that's in society. But at the end of the day, we have to remember there's a lot of potential for bad. Chazal did tell us, honor every person like it was the Nasi, but suspect them like they were armed robbers. You know the continuation of the Tosefta, right? It says in Masechet Derech Eretz, it says, how do you apply this? Brings a story. Who was it? I think Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya. I think. We should look it up, let's see. Here's the following story. Umaseb Rabbi Yeshua. Following story of Rabbi Yeshua, Sheskim Tzlo Adam, 5th chapter of Maseches Derech Eretz. Person came to him early in the morning. Venatan lo achila v'shtiyah. So he fed him, gave him to drink. Ve'elav lagag v'shkav. Came night time, he brought him up to the attic to go to sleep. The guy went to sleep, v'natal sulam mitachtav. He took the ladder away from the attic. Ma'asav to'ish. What'd the guy do? Amad b'chatzi alayla. Got up in the middle of the night, v'natal takelim. He took all their silverware. V'kalchan b'talito. Wrapped it up in his coat. V'kivan shebikesh l'eretz, so he's carrying all their silverware over his shoulder. It's night, there's no light. He tries to climb down from the attic. Nafal min hagag v'nishbara mafrakto. There's no ladder. He falls down, broke his neck. L'shachrit eshkim Rabbi Yeshua. Next morning, Rabbi Yeshua gets up early. U'ba umtzo k'shu nofel. He found him trying to get up and stumbling and falling again. He couldn't walk, he broke his neck. Amarlo, Rabbi Yeshua sees him trying to get away with his silverware, and he says to him, Reika, kach osim bnei adam shkmotcha, empty one, this is how people like you behave. You're trying to rob me. I did you a favor. I took you into my home. I fed you. I gave you to drink. Amarlo, the guy looks at him, and he says, Rabbi, lo hayti yode shenatal et hasulam mitachtai. I didn't know you took the ladder. Amarlo, Reika. Rabbi Yeshua looks at him and says, empty one, yet I dash shemem sheinu zirin b'acha. Don't you know that last night already, before we caught you as a thief, we were careful, we knew you might be a thief. And from here Rabbi Yeshua taught, every person should be viewed as an armed robber, but honor them like Rabbi Gamliel. They took out the fine silverware for him. They treated him with the utmost dignity. They gave him everything. They gave him a lavish meal. But at night they took away the ladder. That's the balance, the potential. And society has a lot of potential for good. Needs someone to bring it out from within them. But society also has a lot of potential for bad. It goes both ways.
So, we start to say that really this is how society was or is. Okay, is it proper for somebody of David's stature to constantly
He's crying over it. He's crying over it. People were constantly being traitors towards him. Every person who he trusted turned against him. Almost everybody. You know, he was weeping over what he saw. We also have to know that he's speaking in general terms. Of course, there were the people who were faithful. There were the tzaddikim. And that's what he says. He says the tzaddikim should have faith in Hashem. But David was lamenting a fact that he saw. No one stood up to Goliath, he did. He was the top warrior against the Philistines. What does he get for it? People speak badly about him. What does he get for it? Everywhere he runs, they tell Saul about where he is. He's on the run from Saul, and he still goes and helps in the wars to protect the Jews. What does he get for it? Finally, Saul is dead. So what do? The prophet anointed David. They take Saul's son. You know, he's describing things he saw. He wasn't the one that chose to be king. This wasn't his own rebellion. Hashem said he should be king. Yes, sir. On this point or something else?
Well, on the same point, why really, if he did something good as far